Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
The Ron Kelly Show it's January 4th, 2018, I think. Yeah. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. Shout out to all the folks who listen on, who watch the show on Roku and Ustream and all those other places where the Ron Kelly Show can be seen as well as heard. Shout out to the people on AMFM Broadcasting Network who syndicates the program. Thank you so much to everybody who indulges my nonsense every Thursday evening, I should say, on Ron Kelly Show. So thanks a lot to those who work very hard to keep this thing going. And you can't handle the truth. You know, and the truth, I tell you, the truth, there's a lot of people out now these days that can't handle the truth. You know. So why is it now? And I hear this a lot, I guess, because people pointed at me. And, you know, and I hear this a lot that when you're telling the truth, or if you're keeping it real, it's considered to be negative. You know, that's negative. You know, why are you being so negative? So when you're telling the truth about a situation, people tend to say it's negative. It's negativity because you're telling the truth. You know, and I speak about the black community and what's going on in the black community these days. And there are some people who, most people embrace me, but there are some who say I'm being negative. I'm being negative. You know, the truth about the black community is the truth. I'm not a conservative. I love, you know, the black community. I love, you know, my people. But for example, the truth is the truth. And but there are folks who want to believe other things. The first thing they do is that's negative. No, it's not negative. It's not negative. And we have to embrace the truth about what's going on in the black community. Otherwise, we're going to be like this forever. So we have to look at things for what they are. We have to look at things for what they are. We got to stop with this, oh, you're being negative stuff. No, you're telling the truth. You're telling the truth. But there are people who want to believe that things are getting better, and, you know, and things are not really getting better. But there are people who want to, you know, sell you a dream and make you think that, you know, that things are getting better when they're not. They're not. But there are folks out here who have you think that way. You know, are there some incremental improvements? Yeah, sure. There are some incremental improvements, but for the most part, things are still really, really bad. And we have to start addressing that. We got to stop with this nonsense of, you know, selling people dreams and making them think that things are okay, you know, when they're not. I mean, look around. They're not. So anyway, welcome everybody to the Ron Kelly Show on today is Thursday, isn't it? On a Thursday. January 4th, 2018. Happy New Year to everybody who hopefully you brought it in safely and responsibly. And you didn't drive drunk. I hate drunk drivers. I hate drunk drivers. Hate with a capital H. People who get into their vehicles knowing, but because, you know, and this is part of my rant this week. You know, I got to get my rant off. You know, when you go to the bar, for example, and I don't hate people who drink. You go to the bar. When you go to the bar by yourself, you're going to drink, so you know that there's a chance that you're going to be impaired, let me put it like that, when you leave the bar. So if you go to the bar in a car far away from your house where you can't walk back home, when you go to a bar in your car without making arrangements for you to get back home. That's a crime right there. That should be considered a crime. You know, but people get slapped on the wrist for killing other people, and they get a slap on the wrist because they were drunk. That's a liquor industry, but that's another show. But anybody, if you are a drinker and you're going to the bar, call Uber. Don't drive. Because, you know, you're going to take somebody else out who's minding their own business, and here you come along and kill somebody. So don't drive. Don't even take your car. Take the Uber, have the Uber bring you back home. At least your conscience will be clear. Anyway, it's about 10 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogclubradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com, AMFM Broadcast Network, Ustream, YouTube, all over the place, the Ron Kelly Show. All right, so here once again, we have the let's talk of another white designer who's alleged to have said that they don't like black people. This is Michael Kors, for example. I read this today somewhere. Not sure. But I wanted to address it. Because, you know, we've heard this stuff before. We've heard it from Timberland saying they don't want black men to wear boots because we're wearing them. We're not wearing them to work. We're wearing them on the street during the day when we should be working. We heard that from Timberland already. It's been alleged that they said that they didn't want black people to wear their boots because black men were wearing boots on the street during the day when they should be working instead of wearing the boots for what they were made for. They were made for working people. So we've heard some allegations about Timberland. We've also heard about Tommy Hilfiger saying he didn't want black people to wear his stuff. So we heard Timberland say that they didn't want black men to wear their boots because we were wearing them for fashion and not for what they were supposed to be wearing them for. And we heard Tommy Hilfiger about Tommy Hilfiger. Now it's Michael Kors. Now, no matter what these people say, it's not going to stop anybody from buying their stuff, black folks included, okay? You can hear these things from Timberland, Tommy Hilfiger, Michael Kors, and whatever else, but it's not going to stop black folks from buying their merchandise. It's just not. Now, people will talk about it, and people will make noise about it, but at the end of the day, black women are still going to be going into Michael Kors shops, which I saw just the other day when I was in the mall, and there were black women and they were buying these Michael Kors bags. They were buying the bags. So when we hear these things about these white designers and how they don't like black people, it doesn't stop anybody from buying their bags. So why even mention it? Why mention it? You know, because we've talked about having boycotts. Don't use this person. Don't use that person. But everybody's got to be on the same page in order for a boycott to work. So if you got some folks who are boycotting, you got 20 people who are boycotting, and you got 200,000 people who are still buying merchandise, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You see, because, you know, these things are always going to be said about us. Now, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't say anything, but these people are going to be talking about black folks forever, you know, till the end of this world. People are going to be talking about black folks. You know, you're going to see some things with the police. You're going to hear about people being followed around the stores. You're going to hear about all kinds of atrocities perpetrated against black folks. You're going to hear this stuff. You know, and you're going to hear this stuff forever. It's never going to stop. Now, does that mean we shouldn't do anything about it? No. But it's never going to stop. Black folks will always be marginalized in this country. Forever. You know, I don't believe that it's ever going to change. Because you can have all the legislation in the world, like for example, the Voting Rights Act. It's 1964. I believe. And all these amendments that were made to the Constitution to kind of level the playing field between black folks and white folks, is the playing field will never be leveled. See, because that Constitution wasn't written with us in mind. Anyway, it's almost 12 past the hour. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com. We're going to have to switch over to, I believe we're going to be switching over to Periscope after we do the show, so we'll get to that a little bit later on. But anyway, so welcome 2018. I really encouraged, actually, 2018, brought it in the right way. You know, shout out to my people at Christ Church in Montclair, East Campus Montclair, West Campus Rockaway, New Jersey, one where I attend Rockaway, New Jersey. I'm a cameraman. I work on the media ministry. I'm one of the media ministry volunteers at Christ Church. So shout out to my pastor, Pastor David Ireland, and all the other pastors who assistant pastors who handle their business every Sunday. Three services, feel free to join in. Christ Church, Trinity Place in Montclair, and Green Palm Road in Rockaway, New Jersey. Feel free to stop by. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com. And, you know, so, Trump is just, I'm just really disgusted with politics, by the way. And this is a political show. You know, we talk about politics a lot on the Ron Kelly Show. And I'm just so disgusted with politics and how things are done, not just in Washington, but all around the country, locally and statewide, you know. And I'm reading today that they're going to start, the Trump administration is going to start going after weed growers in states where weed is legal. Now, you notice the states that weed is legal are considered Democratic states. You know, New Jersey, which is on the way. New York is a possibility. California, Oregon, the entire West Coast, all Democratic states. So this isn't about weed. And the funny thing about this is during the campaign last year, Donald Trump campaigned on allowing the states to do whatever it is they wanted to do. So when some states wanted to get out of Obamacare, oh yeah, let the states do what they want to do, give the states their rights, because the states wanted to do what the Trump administration wanted them to do. So now we have the Trump administration is going to go after weed states where weed is legal. It's just dead wrong. It's just dead wrong. Now, the Trump administration just passed a law that says that, for example, if you have a gun permit in one state, it's good in the other state, whether they like it or not. So it's another not do as I say as I do kind of situation where the Trump administration is going to go after states where weed is legal. Now, all you're going to do is, you know, I mean, it's just going to put things back in the hands of the drug cartels. I'm not going to say what country, but that's all that this is going to do. If the Trump administration starts going after states where weed is legal, all it's going to do is put the focus back on drug cartels. You see, because weed, when you legalize weed, you take it out of the hands of the drug dealers. It's out of the hands of the drug dealers when you legalize weed. But the Trump administration has decided, and Jeff Sessions, the puppet, has decided to go after weed-growing states and people who grow weed. So this is going to be interesting to watch. You know, this is going to be interesting to watch because I don't think that the country should, you know, the United States of America should involve itself in state laws. If the state says they don't want, if the state say they want weed, then they should be able to have it. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so it's Ron Kelly Show. A little on weather today. Not feeling my best, but, you know, I'm doing my best for my audience who are faithful and listen to the Ron Kelly Show every Thursday. Shout out to Osman Shabazz. I'm not sure who he is. We kind of lost track of each other, I guess. He got busy or whatever. Osman was a very good addition to the Ron Kelly Show. And well, he's not here at the moment, but I'm not exactly sure what's going on with him, but I wish him well. I know he has a show. He has his own show on Blasma, Blog Talk. You should check him out, Osman Shabazz. Shabazz Show. All right, so everybody probably stayed home today. I know I did. You know, the only way you would go outside now, outside today, unless you had a dog sled or something. And, you know, the big news about the snowstorm is, how many big news snowstorms have we had? If you're like me who've lived on the East Coast most of your life, we go through this all the time. This is, you know, it's par for the course, but of course, you know, it's big news. The news stations kind of build it up, blow it up. Oh, it's going to be a storm, you know, it's going to be this, you know, it's going to be that. And the storm comes, everybody clears out there. The snow comes, the snow melts, the summer comes, and it's all forgotten, you know. But that's just the way it is. So anyway, I was just watching how they're bringing the old shows back now. Oh, I forgot the number for the station is 646-668-2838, 668-2838. You know, I never give out the number for the show. It's not because I don't want to talk to anybody, but that's just something I really don't usually do. But this is Ron Kelly's show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So X-Files came out every day. Roseanne is coming back. Oh, God. Why would they want to bring Roseanne back? Because they must really be desperate. But anyway, X-Files has come back. Roseanne is coming back. And they tried to bring Knight Rider back, but they didn't bring that car. So, yeah, I think they would have did good if they would have brought the car. But they didn't bring the car, so that's why it didn't work. But all of these shows are coming back now, and it seems like, you know, the people who write these shows are just running out of ideas, you know. And I didn't watch 9/11 the other night. Angela Bassett. Angela Bassett is in it, I'm sure. It was pretty good. But she's good in everything she's in. Shout out to her, and I am Angela Bassett on Twitter. My computer stopped working. Okay, not every time. Oh, okay. All right. Whew, that was close. All right, so anyway, it's Ron Kelly Show. It's Thursday. It's the 4th of January, 2018. And, you know, I hope you brought it in the right way. I know I did, and I hope you did too. And I'm just talking here a little bit about some of the things that are going on in the country right now with Trump and weed rights. And I don't smoke weed, but I think that states should be, if they want to legalize weed, they should be able to. Now, see, now, let me get back to that for a second. You know, when states were legalizing weed, the government still had its policy that weed was legal, even but they allowed states to do it. So now we're living in a Trump world. He's decided that he's going to go after people who grow weed, people who sell weed, et cetera, infringe on the state's rights to do what they think they should do for their people. So this is what's going to happen. We'll talk about that a little bit more, and we have a whole lot more to talk about here tonight. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
And we are back. This is Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. What's up, everybody? How you making out? How'd you get through this? No, I'm glad I don't have a house anymore because, you know, if I had a house, I'd be out there shoveling snow right now. I live in an apartment building, so I am good. I do have to go out there and clean my car off. Not one, but two. Most of the people who know me on camera, people who see me, people who know me know I'm excessive. You know, and I got to have two of everything, except for women. But anyway, it's Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com. My thing is dying. It's dying. Okay. All right. Which I really need, is dying. I may not be able to do anything else. My mouse is dying. And I can't do anything, you know, as far as like the screen. So anyway, it's 22 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to everybody who, everybody on Facebook, Instagram. On Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. On Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly 1. And on Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio. And did you see, you know, people call me, people kind of call me negative. A lot of people call me negative because I don't subscribe to the nonsense. You know, things need to be better. Things need to be better for us. Things need to be better in our community. You know what I'm saying? And like, I was looking on Facebook today and I saw certain people, the politicians riding around in their cars. Like, come on, are we really that stupid? They're riding around in their cars and like they're all concerned with what's going on in the community. I mean, come on. I mean, how gullible are we? You know what I'm saying? Stay in the house like everybody else. What are you doing out there anyway? You can't do nothing. Nobody's going to stop the snow from falling. You know, and I was just looking on Facebook today and I saw certain politicians were riding around in their cars. Like they're soaking. Oh, man. Oh, I do talk about politics. I am fascinated by politics, but the underbelly and the other stuff that goes on is just oh, I can't take it. You know, I mean, especially local politics. Local politics are like a circus, you know, because I usually follow national politics, which are a little less of a circus. But local politics are just like, it's like an episode of The Gong Show, really. It's like an episode of The Gong Show. And I just, man, who is going to change anything? Who's going to change anything? You know, it's like a comedy when I watch certain races in certain communities, it's like a comedy. So you can call me negative all you want, but I do believe that because some of the stuff that goes on, especially in local politics, is like, you know, you might as well have a red nose and big red shoes. And people call me negative. Okay, you can call me negative, but I call it the way I see it. I'm not one of those pie in the sky, and, you know, we're not going to gather around a campfire and sing Kumbaya on May the 4th or 5th or whatever it was, whatever it is. You know, it is what it is. And every year, people come out, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. They have these cute little graphic pages, and they talk about everything that's wrong, but at the bottom of the page, looking for a solution? No solution. It's easy to point out what's wrong in the community. It's easy to point out like in depressed communities, for example. You need gradables. You need investments. You need to bring down crime. You need to provide jobs. All those things we already know. Better schools, jobs, ratables, lower taxes, more police. Those things that those things in each depressed community, I'll say, I won't say black community, but I will say in every depressed community, you have those situations, more police, better schools, better housing, you know, lower taxes, more recreation, you know, all of that stuff. Those things are like, those things are, and every community, every depressed community needs those things. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what the depressed community needs. But now, how? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I heard somebody say, you know, I heard a candidate say, I'm not going to say who it was, but I heard a candidate say they didn't care what people thought. They didn't care. As long as they got the vote, they didn't care. It's just ridiculous. So every so often, you know, people come out. I'm going to talk about from the United, President of the United States on down to the dog catcher. You know, people come out, you know, say things, do things, the dog and pony show to try to get you to vote for them. And then the same thing happens. Taxes go up. Like in Patterson, for example. And I lived in Patterson for 15 years, so, you know, I love Patterson. Don't get me wrong. But for Patterson, for example, I know a lot of people who watch my show on Facebook are from Patterson. Patterson, for example, every year you have somebody, they come and say, they're going to do this, that, and the other, A, B, C, D, we're going to do this, we're going to make the schools better, we're going to take the schools out of, you know, out of state control. The state decided to give the control back to the city. It wasn't the other way. So every year, more police, more recreation, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do the other. In every cycle, nothing happens. Every cycle. Yeah, people come out, they want to run for mayor, they want to run for this, they want to run for that, and they come out and nothing happens. Nothing. So, you know, so we have these people come out, they want to run, they want to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to promise you this, that, and the other, and they never do it. And this is the problem. This is the problem. I'm going to have to come off of Facebook because my mouse, I'm having some technical difficulties here because my mouse is not working, so I'm going to have to come off of Facebook. But we're going to take a break and we'll come right back. Not to Facebook, we'll come back on I'll come back on Periscope. We'll take a break and we'll come right back with more of the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
Oh no! I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETTPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A+ rating. Your bathroom break is over. Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can know what I plan to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web. To RonKellyShow.com.
All right, we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I had to do a couple of things. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. All right. The 2018. One good, you know, the one good thing is that Christy has a couple of weeks. the old Governor Christie a couple weeks and he'll be gone. And the other gentleman, Murphy, will be coming in to be the new mayor. And shout out to Sheila Oliver, who was the Speaker of the House in New Jersey, Speaker of the Assembly Speaker, Sheila Oliver, who is now the first Black woman to become the Lieutenant Governor. And she's also, I believe she's going to be, Sheila Oliver is going to control the Department of Community Affairs, which is very, very important. Which is very important because cities like Patterson, Newark, Camden, some of the other depressed cities are going to need funds. You see, under the Christie administration, they nickel and dimed Patterson and Newark and other places. But now that we have a Democratic governor, Peter Murphy, we have a lieutenant governor who heads the Department of Community Affairs, which controls purse strings of the money that goes out to towns. So hopefully Patterson will get another, Patterson, Newark, and places like that will get a little extra bump on the money because the tax is going up every year. It's just ridiculous. Now, I was under the impression it's supposed to be 2% tax. It can't be no higher than 2%. In places like Patterson, Newark, and the property taxes have been going up like crazy, you know, 20%, 30%, 50%. I mean, how much more can you tax? How much more do you think that poor people can afford? How much more do you think that poor people can afford? So we have, we got Mr. Murphy in there, Murphy, who is the governor, and now you have Sheila Oliver, who is the head of the Department of Community Affairs. The lieutenant governor is largely like a ceremonial position. You know, it has been for the most part, but I think Governor Murphy did a good job by putting Sheila in front of, in charge of a department, and not making her the Secretary of State, which is also a ceremonial position, but giving her real responsibilities to the Department of Community Affairs. Very, very important for towns with issues as far as finances. So congratulations to Mr. Murphy, Governor Murphy, and Sheila Oliver, who was lieutenant governor. I was really hoping that my good friend of the show, Assemblywoman Shavonda Sumter, would have been lieutenant governor. Because she is like highly intelligent. She's one person. I wouldn't say she's a politician, even though she's in that realm. She's highly intelligent. I've had her on the show many times. She's been very gracious to come on the Ron Kelly Show. Shavonda Sumter. Highly intelligent, very smart lady, you know. And I was really hoping that she would be wound up being lieutenant governor, but they didn't pick her. They picked Sheila Oliver, who's been around for a long time, and who probably has more political capital than Shavonda Sumter. But shout out to Shavonda Sumter. I'm really sorry that she didn't make it, because I really thought she was a good candidate. But it takes money. But that's the thing with politics. You better have some money. You know, Peter Murphy is a millionaire. Wall Street, Goldman Sachs. They kept saying he was the second Corzine because he had Corzine, who was a Wall Street banker, who was a Goldman Sachs executive, just like Peter Murphy was. And so they were saying that Peter Murphy was the second coming of Corzine. So, money rules. See, because when Peter Murphy decided he wants to run for governor of New Jersey, he had money. And every Democratic county chairman got behind him. Why? Because he had money. He could pay for his own campaign. The money rules in politics. Don't get it twisted. Money rules. That's what it's all about. Now, I'm not saying that everybody's a crook or, you know, there are some people in politics who are altruistic and who really want to do the right thing. I'm not saying that because there are plenty of people who have run for office. Shout out to Keith Kazmark, who was the mayor of Woodland Park, who I think is a good guy. He's been on the Ron Kelly Show. before. And, you know, there are some politicians, people who are in politics who aren't about the money train and the money trail and the you know, that kind of stuff. But for the most part, they are. Just look at the United States Senate, the United States Congress, and how they have people they call lobbyists. So if you're a liquor lobbyist, for example, you're a lobbyist for the liquor industry. So the liquor industry doesn't want people going to prison for life for drunk driving. The liquor industry doesn't want people to get heavy sentences for drunk driving, for example. You know, so they lobby certain politicians in government. They give them money, donate to their campaigns. They give them money. And so that will sway the congressman's vote. That will sway the senator's vote. Because the liquor industry doesn't want people who drive drunk to get big sentences. Because guess what? If they start handing out monster sentences for people who kill other people while they're driving intoxicated, maybe some people will stop drinking or it may affect the liquor industry. So the liquor industry lobbies for, to keep the sentence, keep new legislation against drunk drivers from being implemented. You know, I mean, it's not just liquor industry, it's all kinds of industries. You know, you have auto industry, high tech, all these people have lobbyists who they pay to go up to Capitol Hill to meet with senators and congressmen. See, we can't do that. We can't afford to have a lobbyist. But there are companies like the auto industry, for example, they don't want new regulations on cars and emissions and all of this stuff. They don't want that. So they have their people go up to these congressmen and senators and they lobby them. Give them money, and I'm not saying it's illegal because it is legal, but they give them money and they, and they sway their vote. So maybe when legislation comes up about a new emissions, something that needs to be put on a car that's going to cost a lot of money, they might not get the vote because they had their lobbyists there and they handed out cash and, you can't tell me it's not going to affect their vote. So that's how it is in politics. And I'm not saying everybody. But for the most part, they are because the rich, they are millionaires in the Senate and in the Congress, so they don't need anybody's money. But for the people who have to depend on, donations when it's time for them to run again, they need somebody else's money. Now, I'm not saying that they're all crooks. I'm not saying that politicians all suck or anything like that. I'm not saying that at all. But it is a cash business. It is a cash business. So I'm looking on Facebook today and I'm watching people, certain local politicians riding around in their cars. Oh man, do something for somebody and don't tell anybody is something I've heard. Something that was told to me years ago. Do something for someone and don't say anything. Don't say anything. Do something for someone and don't say anything. That's something that I was told years ago. When you do something for somebody, you don't have to broadcast it. But when you're a politician, you have to show people that you care. So you go on Facebook and you film yourself doing shoveling somebody's snow, which I just laughed. Shoveling somebody's snow. I just laughed. I thought it was so funny because why are you on Facebook shoveling someone's snow? Showing, I bought two new cars last year. Well, I bought one car in 2016 and I bought another one today. And then I didn't put either one of them on Facebook. So I want y'all to know what kind of car I got. Might scratch it up. Might see me somewhere. Anyway, might scratch up. With more. The show is on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Welcome back.
Welcome. Really?
Now I can know what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show. No, I haven't been sniffing anything in case anybody is, wondering. I don't know what that's about. But anyways, the Ron Kelly Show is on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to the unflappable one. I like to call him Lamont Gates, who checks in every now and then with me. And who just recently got an award. And, you know, of course, I got a pile of paper here, and I'm not sure what I'm doing right now. But I know Lamont Gates recently got an award, so shout out to him for being really good at what he does. And shout out to Lamont, the unflappable one, Gates. Anybody else who listens to Ron Kelly Show who checks in with me every now and then? Right here, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, and also it's on all the AOM from Broadcasting Network, among other places. And shout out to, you know, I think he might be listening to the show. What I do with it? Oh, okay, yeah. Shout out to JC Watford. You know, I did my show. I was in North Carolina last week, and I did my show with WRCS AM 970 in Ahoskie, North Carolina. Ahoskie. It's a town, trust me. And I did my show there, WRCS 970AM.com. And it's a regular radio station. It's a terrestrial radio station. WRCS AM 970 Radio. Shout out to Dr. J.C. Watford, who is the owner and manager of the station, who was so gracious to allow me to do my radio program, WRCS AM 970. You can get with them, WRCS 970AM.com. And if you're ever in Ahoskie, North Carolina, or down that way, it does go into Virginia and some other places, you can check out the show. I'll be going back down there to do a Ron Kelly Show, do a morning show trial for a week. You know, I'll be headed down there. I'll be headed down there soon to do a morning show trial. So we're going to do a morning show for a week because they don't have a morning show there. And they don't have Steve Harvey or anything like that. So, you know, it's a small station, but it's a big opportunity. So I'll be going down there, WRCS FM, I mean, WRCS 970 AM. Be going down there as soon as we can put it together. We're working on it now. Putting together a morning show. It's going to run for a week, and then, you know, hopefully if the ratings are the way I expect them to be, who knows? Maybe I'll be in a Ahoskie resident if the money is right. Anyway, it's 15 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, AM FM Broadcasting Network, soon to be WRCS 970 AM, so we're just doing our thing here on the Ron Kelly Show. And I know people who listen to the show. And I know there's people who, you know, nobody likes Howard Stern either. And I know there's people who listen to the show who just don't like me because I try to keep it real. And I do keep it real. I mean, why pretend that things are going a certain way when they're not? You know, the truth is the truth. And the truth is always considered to be negative for some reason. And I don't get it. I just don't get why people think that the truth is negative. I don't get it. So anyway, so Roseanne's coming back to TV. Yikes. And, social media stripped us of our, because everybody, you see, there was a time on Facebook when everybody wanted to be a cartoon character. They had that app where everybody could make yourself a cartoon character. So everybody was doing it. Then you have Candy Crush, where everybody's doing it. And then you have, but there's a certain font, a colorful font that you can use to say stuff. And everybody's doing it. So it's like we have a country full of like followers in America. And, you know, everybody does it. You put something on Facebook, everybody's doing it. You put something on Twitter, everybody's doing it. You know, and I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram because I have to be. As a radio personality, I don't have any other choice. But I don't know if I would be. I don't know if I would. I'm certainly not going to put every aspect of my life on Facebook. I'll put a picture on Instagram every now and then. But as far as like what kind of car I drive or buy or, you know, is that going to go on Facebook? I mean, there were times where I did it. But, I mean, if you want to do it, that's up to you. You know, I just don't like to follow the crowd. I want to do things different. Now, I don't want to put my car on Facebook, although I have done it. And if you want to do it, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I just don't like it. But, you know, it's amazing how in social media, everybody does the same thing. Mostly everybody does the same thing. It's amazing. So I want to, because, you know, somebody was saying to me that we don't talk to each other anymore. That's something gives me the opportunity. This radio show gives me an opportunity to actually speak because we don't talk to each other anymore. It's text messaging, you know. And somebody was saying to me that, you know, I had a caller, someone who emailed me, as a matter of fact, theronkellyshow@gmail.com is the email address. If you want to email me, many people do, theronkellyshow@gmail.com. Some people are not so nice. Some people are very nice. But I put it out there. So, you know, when you put yourself out there in the public, you have to be able to handle it. So there are, you know, there are people who do email me. They don't say good stuff. But, you know, so with social media, you know, we have people who do the same thing. And again, somebody was telling me that pretty soon nobody's going to talk. No one is going to talk to anyone. It's going to be all text message. Because I don't know if there's a measurement for it. I'll certainly try to look it up. But I think that probably the text messaging is probably more prevalent right now than anything. Because who doesn't text message? You know, the only people who don't text message is the ones who don't have a phone. Because everybody text messages. Now, is text messaging good sometimes? Yeah, sure. If somebody's trying to get a message to you, you might be in a meeting or something. Somebody wants to get a message to you. You know, if you can sneak a peek and see what it is. Might be something important. Might be something going on at home. So there are times when text messaging is good. I mean, and then there are other times where you really don't want to have a conversation with somebody. You just want to text message them. I mean, there are those circumstances too. I mean, you just, you know, because there are times when I don't really want to talk to. I want to text somebody, but I really don't want to have a drawn out conversation with them. I just want to tell them something. I don't want to, you know. So text messaging does have its benefits, but there are some people who have full-blown conversations, text messages, when they could be talking. So, yeah, so somebody said to me that the way the world is evolving, that at some point people will be texting, people won't talk to each other anymore, which I thought was kind of crazy, but it's possible. So Apple, so those of us who have iPhones like I do, so Apple is accused of slowing their phones down, so you'll buy another one. And see, this stuff doesn't surprise me because the average person would think, oh, Apple, they made a billion dollar company, but there's not enough. There's not enough. There's not enough money. No company is going to get to the point where they say, oh, we got enough. That's it. No. So I'm hearing that Apple, the iPhone people, slowing their phones down. Something about the battery. I'm like, oh, okay. So they're slowing the phones down, so you will buy another one. And this kid, a teenager, young kid, 14, 15 years old, discovered it and ratted him out. So no money is enough. So you got your tax plan. $1.5 trillion is going to the deficit that we pay for. And then most of these companies, you know, because the idea is the same old idea is Reaganomics, you know, tax cuts to the rich, it'll trickle down to the poor. No, it trickles down to the shareholders. That's where the money goes. Oh, yeah, they're outside in the parking lot of my building trying to clear the snow with the snow blowers. I have to go out there in a minute. Hopefully, it won't bury my car. But anyway, so, this, you know, this tax break, you see, nobody, and I'm so, you know, man, this is something that people should be screaming about. You know, the property tax deduction being capped. At $10,000. Some place like New Jersey, that's like that's a disaster. New Jersey, California, high tax states, it's a disaster. Nobody's saying nothing. Oh, mum's a word. I don't see nothing on Facebook. Nobody's saying anything. Quiet as a mouse. You hear a lot about it on Twitter, because Twitter is a whole different thing from Facebook. But yeah, money goes to the shareholders. Don't go to us. So you got people running to the tax, running to the tax assessor's office and trying to pay their taxes early so they can deduct their taxes before the new law kicks in. It's crazy. Anyway, once again, shout out to, I'm sure he's listening. I just heard Dr. J.C. Watford, who's the owner and manager of WRCS AM 970, who's maybe the new home of the Ron Kelly Morning Show. You know, we did have a morning show at one time at William Patterson University back in the day. And shout out to all the people in Patterson, all the politicians, some no longer alive, to Mayor Marty Barnes, Sheriff Spezial, Sheriff Burdnick, Councilman Morris, who I heard who hasn't filed, who has picked up his papers to file to run again for councilman. It's going to be interesting. And all the other people who, Senator Menendez was on the show, and also Congressman Pascrell has been on the Ron Kelly Show. Many politicians and, many people who have been on the Ron Kelly Show over the years. And appreciate them for coming on. Virtual who's who. Who have been on the Ron Kelly Show over the years. All right, everybody. So it's about 5 minutes before the hour. I got a little vapor lock right there for a second. So we got, you know, it's really going on. And there's some flooding. There's been some flooding that's been happening along with this nor'easter. There's flooding. I mean, wow. You know, I saw some of the pictures from some places where it is like serious, you know, with the flooding. As a matter of fact, in New England, Massachusetts, crazy floods all over the place, you know, ice everywhere. So if you're out and about, just be careful. Don't drive if you don't have to. Stay home if you can, if you don't have to come out. Because it's a mess out there. It's a mess. But we should be used to this by now. We have it. It comes every year, and we have this all the time. But this one is a little more severe than the other. But anyway, I'm about to break out of here in just a few minutes and go do what I need to do. I got to go clean up my car. One of them didn't even have any snow on it because the wind was so strong, it just blew it off because it was parked in the middle of the parking lot. So anyway, we'll see you back next time for another edition of Ron Kelly Show and quite possibly WRCS AM 970. I'll let you guys know what the schedule is going to be like. And although you won't be able to hear the station from up here, you can get it WRCS970AM.com, WRCS970AM.com. So it's time to break out of here. We'll see you back here next week for another edition of Ron Kelly Show. Until then, just be safe out there. Thank you.